God has a plan for every person to be fulfilled in what they do and live a good life. Learn more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory as Kenneth and Gloria Copeland bring you a partnership special. Don't miss a moment of this special series as the Copeland family share about the principles of the blessing in partnership. Now, to begin today's broadcast, here's Kenneth.
John 20, Jesus had just been raised from the dead. What raised Jesus from the dead? Well, the Bible said the Spirit of God raised him from the dead. The Bible said that the glory raised Jesus from the dead. Huh? Well, it's pretty obvious. The manifestation of what God said in the Garden of Eden to Adam went into operation and death was removed. The blessing set in and raised him from the death of hell and raised him up. He's the first to ever be born again from death to life. It was the blessing itself that raised him from the dead. Amen. In all of its elements and all of its ways, it worked without measure, glorified him, glorified his body. And now he can say, all authority has been given unto me, both in heaven and in earth. Therefore, you go and take my name into all the earth. And do what? Bless the whole family of the earth. All men with what? The blessing of Abraham. The blessing of Adam. That's the reason he's called the last Adam. We don't need another one. He started it and he's finished it. Praise God. Amen. John 20. He's talking to Thomas in verse 29. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Well, he believed something, didn't he? But he didn't have to believe it with his faith. He could see it and believe it with his mind. So if you can believe something with your mind, faith hadn't even been triggered yet. Anybody can do that. Blessed! Blessed! The blessing works! Are they who have not seen and yet they have believed? Faith in the Word activates the blessing. The one responsible for the blessing of Adam is Jesus. And he is the high priest of our believing and saying and acting on what we can't see.
Amen.
So what does he say? We say, I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm moved only by what I believe. And I believe I'm blessed. And Jesus says, yes and amen. So what does the devil say? Nothing in that. He can't help it. That's what he has to say. He is forced to, whether he wants to or not. He has to flee. He has to leave. And he'll tell all of his little demons, hey, little devil. No, don't even try to get in that place. They got some kind of strange something all the way around this thing. You can't get in there. You don't want in there. Believe me, you don't want in there. I'm telling you, that little blonde-headed woman in there will kick the slats out of you. You don't need to be in there. I know, because her husband let me in there 2 or 3 times. And oh, I wished I hadn't got in there. Because I mean that little one, her name's Glory.
Right. Hallelujah.
And she'll kill you. I mean, she'll nail you. I'd get home off of meetings. We'd be gone, you know, for weeks and weeks. And I'd come dragging in there. And I'd wake up the next day as some kind of symptom of something in my body. I don't understand this. I'm just preaching. I'm just working on some part. I can't hardly move. And this stupid flu. I rebuke you. Gloria would say, "Why don't you get over that? Takes the same amount of time to be in faith as it does to be in unbelief." That woman you gave me. And like the devil said, "A little blonde-headed woman will kill you. You better stay out of there. She will hurt you." I mean it. I'm laying there in the bed one night and I'm moaning and groaning and over and all of us. She's never weighed over 120 pounds in the 45 years I've been married to her. All of us, sudden, she landed right in the middle of me. Just landed on me. "In the name of Jesus, Satan, you get your hands off my husband. You get out of this room in Jesus' name." She got me coming. The power of God hit me so hard, it knocked me out in the floor. And I'm laying out on my back there. "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. What has hit me?" I quit that crying around where she could hear me. That actually happened. She actually did that. Thank God she did. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is the same principle of partnership. It's the same principle of ministry. That's God's plan. In God's way, taking all the anointings that are resident in the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, all of the manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit, all of the tools of the gospel trade, manifestations of Jesus, all of those gifts of the Spirit are anointings. We have them separated in the Word where we can study them, but they work together to do what? To perfect the saints for the work of the ministry, which is the edifying of the body of Christ. And when God calls on you to add your faith shield, add your breastplate of righteousness, to add your helmet of salvation, for you to stand shoulder to shoulder with your pastor, and you stand shoulder to shoulder with an apostle or prophet, you stand shoulder to shoulder with an evangelist, an anointed teacher, when God calls you to be part of that, and you come in there and you lock in with that, the same anointing on that ministry comes on you and comes in your life, and the blessing of God begins to function around you to do what? Same thing that prophet's doing. Same thing that apostle is doing. The same thing. I mean, the same things will work in your life and in your way. It'll start working where you work. It'll start working in your business. It'll start working in your church. It will work. You don't need to be getting up on Sunday morning and just headed to church to find out what the pastor's going to lay on us today. Let people that don't know anything do that. You pray. You seek God. You be ready to minister from the time you step foot on that church parking lot till the time you leave there. You be ready to minister. You be ready to give. You be ready to preach. You be ready to help. You be ready to take care of a child. You be ready and willing to take care of some little lost woman that stumbled in that church. I mean, she is a whore. She looked like a whore. She smelled like a whore. And I'm telling you, to God, she has a sweet smelling savor about her, and she stumbled into that church. I want you to know, you pick her up, you be ready. Don't wait, just see what the pastor's going to do with that ugly, stinky thing that's sitting over next to me. You be ready from the moment you leave the house. You have your tithe already tithed and already, well, the check already written and in the envelope, and you're ready to take it and join it with the tithes of the other people in this church. And we are a solid front. We are taking the blessing to this community. We are taking food to the homeless and to the sick. We're taking healing. We're taking it to them. And the blessing will work on you. I want you to know, you get the way you live. You live your life in this bubble.
Amen.
You mean I won't ever have any problems? I didn't say that. But you'll overcome them all.
I have total confidence in him and in Gloria as anointed vessels of God, virtually unparalleled. I don't want to put anybody up too big, because that wouldn't be right. But as far as I'm concerned, I know of nobody that I trust more and that I believe is serving God better than he is, along with Gloria.
The Believer's Voice of Victory television broadcast is meeting the needs of people and changing lives. We're producing over 2,600 programs a year, airing over 2,100 hours each week on 1,200 stations, reaching a potential audience of more than 605 million people in over 200 countries around the world. This broadcast is also translated into Russian, Ukrainian, and Spanish languages.
My name is Zara. I am from Winnipeg, Manitoba, up in Canada, so it's a ways away. I came to the convention this year wanting to really get in some of the teaching that I've been hearing over the internet and through the magazines for about 4 or 5 years now. I had a bunch of friends that came back last year and were so blessed and so excited, and they were so on fire from the convention that I just wanted to come out here and be able to serve and to be able to participate in the things that they did as well.
So this is your first Believers Convention?
Yes, this is my first Believers Convention.
And you made the trip. You didn't wait till we came to Canada. You decided to come to the U.S.
Yeah. I really wanted to be here. I didn't care where it was. I made a point this year, because I wasn't able to come last year, that I wasn't going to find a job unless they would give me the time off to be able to come down here. So,
Zara, tell me a little bit about your background. Word of Faith is not something that you were raised in.
No, I definitely had no idea about Word of Faith until I was about 18, 19. I actually found, the first couple times I've heard it, I found it rather offensive, but I was determined to understand what it was he was talking about and understand why some of my friends were so on fire for this kind of a movement. So in trying to prove them wrong, I started researching myself and learning about what the Bible really said and listening to Copeland. And I found just the message of love and the message of the Bible is truth. And he really had so much scripture to back it up. I couldn't contest it. So I got swept along with it, and it's really changed my life. The quality of my life has improved. My family has noticed the change in my life. You know, I was Mennonite, so it's a big change. But they definitely have seen God working in my life, and they went from being very against it to very supportive of where I am in my walk with God. So I just knew so strongly, I think, that God loved me, that he had a call on my life, and that he had a purpose for me. So even as a teenager, you know, there's times when you're going through rough stuff and you're tempted to hurt yourself, you're tempted to do all these things, and I knew I could never touch my body because I was a temple of the Holy Spirit. And this is as a Mennonite, this is as someone who didn't even know much, but I, you know, about what God had for me as, you know, the authority of the believer, but I just knew that he loved me.
In your life, you knew God, you knew who he was, and you began this venture really with research.
Yes.
You were going to prove your friends wrong.
Yes.
And what happened in the process?
In the process, I think I came to understand that God is a loving God, that God loves me as a father loves his own child. And I think that really changed me, because I understood that up here before, but to know it in my heart, that he loves me as a own father loves a child, and he wants to bless me. He wants me to have a good life. He wants me to walk in health. He wants me to love, you know, he doesn't want me to be broke and totally struggling, you know. And to understand that, I think, motivates a person to really develop in those things that he's called me to be, and to be able to be a blessing to other people.
What do you think you'll be able to take back to Winnipeg from this week and from this meeting?
A lot of fire, a lot of excitement, compassion. And when you get it in a corporate setting, you know, where it's everybody coming together in worship and to sit down and to listen as a group of believers together, that is such a special gift. So I really love that.
A lot of people might think, you know, I'll just come and see what it's about. I'll kind of sample it. I'll sit in on the meetings. But you just jumped right in. You said, no, I'm going to work too and be a part of this. Why did you decide to do that?
Well, first of all, Kenneth Copeland has given so much. His ministry, him and Gloria, they've given so much to me. And I feel so grateful for the way that they've changed my life. So in coming here, to me it was a bit of a love offering to be able to give of my time. To sit in the services is one thing, but to actually be able to get out there and to serve and to minister and to be a part and to interact with people, you get so much and you learn so much and you're edified so much more by doing that, that it just enhances the whole experience.
Sorry, you've known of God and been taught of God probably your whole life.
Yes.
But something has changed in you. You've opened up the capacity. What do you think was the key to that change in you?
First of all, knowing the love of God and really taking that in and knowing who He is in your life. Developing that intimacy, I think, is one of the believer's most powerful weapons. Because when you have that intimacy with God, you don't have fear and you are able to walk out in boldness. You know your rights as a believer. You know what it means to stand in faith. You don't have a problem going out onto the street, praying with people, ministering, and seeing miracles happen, you know? And to understand that, I think, motivates a person to really develop in those things that He's called me to be and to be able to be a blessing to other people. So I would like to say to Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, thank you so much just for loving on us, not expecting anything in return, but really blessing us and being willing to give of your time, being obedient to God in those things that you've done and laying down your lives for us. It's truly a blessing, and you really have changed so many people's lives. We couldn't ask for anything more, I think. So thank you so much. We love you, and we keep praying for you, and we hope to see you soon in person again.
Ever since 1967, when the Lord first told Kenneth Copeland to declare the uncompromised Word of God on every available voice, proclaiming God's Word all over the world has been the mission of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are committed to keeping the Word of God before your eyes, teaching you principles to live victoriously and enabling you to reach out and share those same principles with others. As our gift to you, all new partners will receive a study guide, the audio teaching, The Anointing and Partnership, and Covenant Promises, a recording of scriptural prayers and confessions Brother Copeland prays over his partners 365 days a year. Become a partner today. Or to find out more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries, request the Get Connected package. As you partner with us, we press on together, reaching our families, friends, and people all over the world as we declare that Jesus is Lord. Become a partner with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland today. Request your free new partner package on our website at kcm.org or when you call toll-free 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. If you're interested in knowing more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries, you can request a free inquiry package called Get Connected, More About Partnership. Let us hear from you today. Together, we can make a difference.
You know, every Friday on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast is Offering Day. But now we've been talking about partnership all week long. But regardless of what you're talking about from the Word, God's process is there is an anointing to teach His Word. The Word produces faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Then faith released on that Word that was taught will make a divine connection with Jesus' anointing and go into the unseen realm of the world of the Spirit and faith and materialize that into this world of the here and now. So that's the process that it takes. Now, the more you understand about that process, the more proficient you become at using your faith and so forth. And then as you do that, as you learn As you know, you take your authority in Christ Jesus, you put the devil where he belongs, and you begin to walk and you become partners with other ministries, and the body of Christ then is functioning together. And as we're walking together in these things, the blessing of God then is beginning to expand. Well, when you're involved in this as a partner, it begins to increase around you, through you, out of you, and it begins to spread, actually producing the Garden of Eden. That was the reason for the blessings release in the first place. Now, notice here what Jesus said in the book of Ephesians. We talked about this the last couple of days. He gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the building up, the edifying, the blessing of the body of Christ. Now, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, the sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together. But it's held together by the effect or the anointing of each joint. Now, let's see then what happens in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. For when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again. Notice there, Gloria. They'd been taught once, but they got out from under anointed teaching and they slid backward. And now he said, now somebody needs to teach you again. You ought to be teaching yourself now. So the anointing to teach was available to them through the teacher that taught them. Can you see where that connection is made? They should have the same anointing on them because it's the anointing of Jesus. That's not the anointing of Ken and Gloria. It's Jesus' anointing.
That's right. Through
his ministries. Mm-hmm. But it's compacted by that whichever joint is supplied. Now he said, teach you again the first principles of the oracles of Christ. You become such as need milk and not meat. Everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word because he's a baby. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, those that have grown up. We read that in the book of Ephesians, growing up into him in all things. Quit being children and getting kicked around by every tradition and every devil that comes down the road to trick you out of what Jesus has given you. Now then, even those who by reason of teaching, practice, use, and exercise have their senses, their physical senses, trained to know the difference between good and evil. That is the calling of this ministry.
And then you choose the good.
Yeah, and you go for that.
Yeah.
Now, but this is our commission right here. This is what we do.
That's right.
And when you become a partner in this offering today, or if you write us and say, I want to become a partner of this ministry, we'll send you the covenant partner package and the teaching and CDs and the Bible, the scriptures on it, and a study book. You can study it out from the scripture for yourself. Or we'll send you more information about the ministry. But here is the centerpiece of it right here. This is what we do. Is take people from religion to reality.
Hallelujah.
To become skillful in the word of righteousness. And you put the devil out of your own house. And you
That's
put
right.
sickness and disease out of your own family. And then it begins to grow and you become, along with all the rest of us, you begin to grow up in the things of God. Amen. Father, we pray for our partners.
Yes.
I'm asking you, sir, to reveal to people out there today what their part of the finances of this television broadcast are. And as they respond to that, your blessing to come in their lives and come in their household, that blessing is there right now, waiting to be manifest because of their sowing and their seed and their faith. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Now, those of you receiving this radio and television broadcast, your offering stays in the area of the world where you live. Doesn't come to the United States. If you live in the United States, then, of course, it comes to our office here in the United States. If you live out, say if you live in Africa, then your offering stays in the area where you saw or heard the broadcast. If you live in Australia, then your offering stays in Australia where you heard and saw the broadcast, and so forth and so on. That's a very important thing. We have partners and friends from all over the world.
Yes,
praise God. We're the biggest Holy Ghost gang on the earth, and we're glad you're a part of it. I want to thank you for standing with us. We were on our way to Africa a few weeks ago, and I'm sitting there in that airplane, and I'm enjoying this thing, and I'm in this anointed environment. I'm preparing to preach the word. The anointing came on me. The anointing is on Gloria. The airplane is just full of it. We're sitting there praising God and worshiping God. And when it crossed my mind, I thought, oh, dear Lord, I'm glad I'm not in some airplane. It's got 300 devils in it, and all of them half drunk, screaming and hollering, and they got a food fight going in one end of the airplane, and terrorists and people with tennis shoes with bombs in them, and all that. I thought, thank you for my partners. Oh,
yes,
glory
amen.
To God. Oh, bless my partners. Bless them all over the world. Praise God. I just got so thrilled with it. And all of us together involved in God's work and His manifestations, that same anointing that produced that airplane for Gloria and me will produce equal or better for you. It isn't based on where you work. It's based on faith in Christ Jesus.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Aren't you glad?
One can put 1,000 to flight.
Two put 10,000.
Hallelujah.
What can 1,000,000 do?
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Like Brother Hagin used to say, whew, whew, praise God. Yeah. Amen. Go to church this weekend. Go where the Word of God is preached.
That's
we'll see you next time. Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. We would like to welcome our new partners. Receive your new partner package by visiting our website at kcm.org or by calling us toll-free at 1-800-575-4455. This free package shares the bond of partnership and our vision to help people around the world. If you'd like more information about Kenneth Copeland Ministries, ask for our inquiry package called Get Connected. More about partnership.
Partnership means everything to me. It has been my lifeline. It has totally changed the whole core of my life all the way around. I have been so blessed to be able to walk in abundance and walk in victory and walk in more revelation and knowing that God is a good God.
Partnership means I have a commitment with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and they have a commitment with me. That means I'm praying for them, they're praying for me, I'm giving to them financially, and they're giving to me. If I have a need, and I have had a need, I have been able to call Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Oh, it means, you know, if you need somebody, you've got them there for you, and you're there to be able to pray when God leads you to pray for all the other partners, as well as the ministry, so that they can keep going, you know, feeding us and, you know, keeping each other going, and then, you know, going through the nations and then.